Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the atrium here in Rybrook, home of the Business Council of Westchester, which is hosting its 14th annual 40 Under 40 Rising Stars Awards. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook. Why don't you? Westchester Talk Radio. What a beautiful afternoon. A sunny day, beautiful breeze on the outside of the atrium. We're here for this 40 Under 40 Leaders Award. This is modeled after the national program the Business Council of Westchester does. This is the 14th year they've been doing this award ceremony, and you're going to meet some of these wonderful young leaders tonight who possess several attributes that make them leaders in the Westchester business community. And some of these attributes include personal, professional accomplishments and also business success. And we have one of those winners with us, as a matter of fact, right now. She is Catherine Yamula. She's a medical educator with New York Medical College, and she joins us this afternoon. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you so much. It is an incredible honor to be a part of this 40 Under 40 group. So many accomplished people, and being a part of New York Medical College, which is so entrenched in Westchester County and the health care that we provide to its residents, it's so wonderful to be at something that gives back so much, and I look forward to being a bigger part of the Westchester Council Business Council.
How do you find success in what you do?
Well, it really comes down to patient care. So we do a little, maybe what people don't know about medical simulation. I'm the director of our Clinical Skills and Simulation Center, and we use live patients, actors, and mannequins, these very extensive mannequins that can simulate anything a human can do. And we teach students how to communicate well with patients, how to be okay with saying that they don't know and don't have the right answer and know who to go to, and really, most importantly, preventing medical errors in the care of our patients of Westchester County.
And that's what beyond what medical education is all about?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it is the art and science of medicine for a reason. So I hold up the art side of things. The wonderful basic scientists and physicians hold up the medicine side or the science side. But really, the art is how you talk to patients, how you communicate, and how you put together the big picture. And that's what I do, and that's what I'm passionate about. Too many people don't have patient care advocates. People don't know when to speak up for patient care. And so we're there to make sure the doctor's on the patient side and not just on the side of figuring out some great mystery.
I think that's very important because healthcare is a field that's in demand, especially in this healthcare environment we're living in. I mean, it's so complicated, and patient advocates like yourself are a very vital part of that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think anyone knows when they go to receive care, they get a survey back in the mail. And maybe that gets thrown away, maybe it gets filled out. But I think it's really important because medicine is, at essence, customer service at people's most vulnerable points in their life. And so figuring out what's wrong and solving their health issues is just as important as making them feel a part of the process.
It is complicated trying to figure out what the problem is, and you help guide them through that whole process?
Oh, absolutely. We put students through all sorts of fake scenarios, whether it's from delivering bad news, if it's from talking to a patient about a canceled procedure, if it's just about, you know, counseling them on issues at home or whatever it is. We put them through these fake scenarios, and we give them feedback so that they can do it in a safe environment before they actually test it out on real patients.
And then they learn it in the real world once they do that.
Oh, yeah. I work with the residents. I work with the physicians of Westchester County. It doesn't stop at medical education when they graduate from medical school.
It's really a first step to that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I couldn't be more thrilled and thrilled to have the opportunity to work with New York Medical College for as long as I have.
Just reading the background here about the Business Council being important to the county, what does that mean to you?
Oh, gosh. Well, first off, I think it's amazing to get the younger people involved. You know, I think we go through it every day and we forget that there's something more than us in Westchester County. So in the ability to give back and to raise money for awareness for different causes or to let people know what businesses are out there, like our healthcare industry, for instance, to letting people know that, you know, there are young people who are passionate about healthcare and we can give back to our community. And the Westchester Business Council, to me, means giving back to the community that has given so much to me.
Well, you're certainly giving to the community very much. Congratulations again, Catherine, on your award, and have fun tonight, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Again, we've been speaking with Catherine Yamula. Again, she's with New York Medical College, a medical educator, one of the many winners of the 40 Under 40 Rising Stars Award by the Business Council of Westchester. Thank you so much. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from the Business Council's headquarters here at the atrium in Rybrook. We're going to step aside for just a moment. We'll be back with more of the show and lots more guests right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades.
Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live outside of the atrium from the headquarters of the Business Council of Westchester for the 14th annual 40 Under 40 Rising Stars event. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shar Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook. Why don't you? Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, again, one of the many honorees of this 40 Under 40 event. She is Jody McCredo. She is president of Always Printing. Congratulations to you, Jody, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jim. How you doing?
Tell us about what Always Printing actually is about.
We sell and service wide format printing equipment. So it's the big printers that make blueprinting and posters and things of that nature. And we also print in-house, so we can make blueprints or posters. We also do calendars, brochures, any kind of printing you could need. But we started out as a service.
So who do you serve? What's your clientele like?
Mostly contractors, engineers, architects, but we've been branching out from that a little bit more and diving into other industries as well.
And how long has the company been around?
We've been around for about 12 years, and my husband and two of our other technicians have been servicing machines for over 20.
So, I mean, like, there's a need for this kind of service all around the business community for this printing service?
Absolutely. It's a pretty tight industry. It's called the AEC community, architects, engineers, and contractors, and pretty much anyone in that community would need it. They're called CAD drawings, so MyCAD Printing is the name of our website.
What do you enjoy most about your job and your profession since you've been doing it a long time?
I love getting to meet all of the different creative people that are working on these projects, and personally, I love going out and making deliveries. We deliver to job sites sometimes. We deliver either prints or sometimes supplies, and I love being able to watch the progress of some of these projects being built.
Can you explain some of these projects? Did they start from the ground up?
Absolutely. We did some printing work for some major buildings that were just magnificent to see, and some of the homes, I don't want to get too personal into other people's details, but some of the homes that these people have built are just magnificent, going to Italy to get marble for their bathroom and building fountains in it, and just unbelievably beautiful architecture, and it's really great to be able to see that on the plans and then watch it come to life.
In other words, like, you have this foundation, you build it from the ground up, and that's what kind of helped do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, you serve all clients around the county, right?
We serve the entire tri-state area, actually. We sell and service equipment in Connecticut and New Jersey as well.
So has this business really grown in the last 12 years? I mean, do you continue to add more clients? Do they come to you? Do you go to them? How does that all work out? How do you connect with them?
We've built our business almost completely on word of mouth. We don't employ any salespeople. It's really just our reputation and trying to do a good job and then hoping that the business follows. And so far it has been. Our reputation is really, the reputation of any business is its biggest asset, and that's really what's helped us sustain our business all these years.
And I can imagine social media can play a role of that too.
It's helped, but this is a very niche industry, so it's not like, we're not party planning or things of that nature where people would go out on social media and look for that. This is really more business to business. We really rely a lot on the personal recommendations.
So face-to-face contact is key too?
Absolutely.
And where do you see the company going on from here in terms of its growth?
Just continuing to sell equipment and, place it in as many places as possible. Not everybody can service this equipment. We've been doing it for a long time, and we're very good at it. the supplies aren't really things that you could get at Staples, the supplies for the wide format printers. So just trying to place as many units out there as we can and meet more people and grow that way.
So that really sets yourself apart, you know, from a business like Staples.
Exactly. Well, we were started by a wide format engineer, by a wide format technician, I'm sorry. So, you know, the fact that our owner actually services the machines and has a vested interest in making sure that the print quality is top-notch is really how we separate ourselves.
All right. Well, Jody, congratulations again. Best of luck to you and continued success.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Again, we're speaking another of the 40 Under 40 Rising Stars winners, Jody McCredo. Again, she's president of Always Printing. They service the entire tri-state area, not just Westchester. Congratulations to her once again. If you just joined in, I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Business Council of Westchester's 14th annual 40 Under 40 Rising Stars Award event. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but we have many more guests lined up, and we'll be back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live outside the atrium at the headquarters of the Business Council of Westchester here in beautiful Rye Brook on a fine Thursday afternoon. Cool breeze outside. We're here for the 14th annual 40 Under 40 Rising Stars event. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook. Westchester Talk Radio, that's the place to go. Joining me now, my latest guest, another of the 40 Under 40 Rising Stars winners. She is Jessica Apicella. She is Senior Manager of Marketing, Media Planning, and Special Events with Thompson & Mender. They're located in Briarcliff. Congratulations to you, Jessica. Thanks for coming on today.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Very exciting position you have. What exactly do you do?
So I sort of do two roles. The first is media planning. So for all of our clients, I handle their advertising, negotiate advertising rates, recommend the best outlets, whether it be TV, outdoor, digital. And then the other piece of my job is event planning. So, for example, I just helped coordinate with Westchester Magazine the Wine and Food Festival event, which was 7 events over 7 days, which was quite an accomplishment that I was proud of. And we do a lot of other business events like groundbreakings, ribbon cuttings for a lot of real estate clients.
So how long have you been doing this?
I've been with Thompson & Bender. I'm coming up on 8 years now.
Oh, congratulations, 8 years. So what have you learned in those 8 years since you started with them?
I've learned that definitely, and this definitely has to do with the Business Council and 40 Under 40, that connections are really important in the business community. And this is definitely one of these things that I'm very happy and honored to be a part of. And it's definitely something that I think will help my business because it's all about connecting different clients and creating positive relationships with them. And that's just something that I find that's really important.
Well, working in media, and I can certainly relate to this, the media landscape has changed a great deal in the last several years. And with technology is emerging, I'm sure social media plays a big role in what you do as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So from the event side, just posting at events and, you know, tagging everybody and doing cross promotions on social media is always really helpful. And even advertising on social media as well is a big part of what we're doing these days.
So you continue to plan for future events. You got many more coming your way. I mean, it has to be very, very busy, hectic and fun and exciting and all at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely some stuff coming up, and it's exciting. It's a fun time of year.
I was just reading your background. Your business and professional mentor, you credit your dad with your work ethic. Tell us about that.
Yes, I do. My dad, Joe Apicella, of McQuesten Development now, but he's done everything. I mean, from back when he was a kid to now, he's worked in sort of every kind of different type of job, and he's really made, you know, really great strides with real estate, and it's something he's really passionate about, and he's always just pushing me to be better and to, you know, do more, and so I really look up to him.
What do you enjoy the most of this job? I mean, is it the contacts that you made, the events you attended? What's the best part of this?
I would say the contacts that I've made. I've made some good friends just through work relationships, and that's really great. And I do enjoy doing the events. The events are fun, and it's nice to be able to see your work and see other people, you know, enjoying themselves at an event, or a client being really happy with the turnout of an event and how it went.
Because once you've done all that planning and you finally get to that event, you see the fruits of your labor, you really have to be proud of what you do.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I'm happy to be able to do with, you know, what I do. And my boss, Liz, definitely has taught me a lot, because I started at Thompson & Bender right out of college. And it's been a really great time working there.
Well, you do a great job. And congratulations to you, Jessica. And continued success to you and your business.
Great. Thanks very much.
All right. Again, we've been speaking with Jessica Apicella. She is Senior Manager of Marketing, Media Planning, and Special Events with Radcliffe-based Thompson & Bender. Again, she's one of the many 40 under 40 Rising Stars winners. And you're going to meet some more of those before the night is over. Once again, this is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the atrium at the Business Council of Westchester's 14th annual Rising Stars 40 Under 40 event. I'm Jim Cleafield. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but we'll be back with more right after this Word of Interest.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live outside of the atrium at the home of the Business Council of Westchester for their 14th annual 40 Under 40 Rising Stars Awards event. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shar Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes and Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family about this. It's Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, our latest guest, another of the 40 Under 40 Rising Stars winners. He is Robert McGinnis. He's Regional Asset Manager with Kite Realty Group, which has regional offices here in Westchester and White Plains, I believe. Congratulations to you, and tell us about your honor tonight.
Hey, thanks so much. I'm so happy to be here. So I was nominated by a good friend of mine, Ronnie Ram. And so I'm the Regional Asset Manager for Kite Realty Group. We're a publicly traded real estate investment trust based out of Indianapolis. And we own City Center right here down in White Plains.
What kinds of property do you actually deal with? Retail is one of them?
Mostly retail, all retail. Open-air shopping centers for the most part, and City Center being kind of the anomaly here in Westchester, a enclosed shopping center.
What does this honor mean to you tonight, with the Business Council choosing you tonight?
You know, it was sort of took me by surprise. I was, you know, we went through the nomination process, the interviews, and, you know, I'm flattered by the whole thing. You know, so many nice people in the organization. It really came here with open arms and welcomed me to the group, and, you know, just starting out here with the networking and the you know, the people are just so nice. So I just love being a part of this now.
And your background says one habit that you have of a successful person is being organized. That's very important to you?
Extremely. I find that if you don't set goals, daily goals, of what you want to accomplish, you can get lost so quickly. Especially living around here and the rat race that happens in this part of the world. You just have to be organized, because if you don't, you're just sitting still.
How do you see the real estate market operating right now? I mean, not just on the retail side, but are there still many challenges out there in this economy?
You know, I think, so right now, newspapers, retail's dying, right? So everyone's saying retail's dead, which frankly, you know, everyone likes to go out and do something and, you know, go to the mall, go shopping, go for dinner, get your nails done. So retail's evolving in many ways, and we're finding that in all across our portfolio, which is a national portfolio. You know, retail's evolving. Yeah, sure, some of the retailers are going to go bankrupt, but a lot of them's not really a surprise. So, you know, we're finding that the retail side's evolving. You know, multifamily stays pretty strong. Rental market's strong right now. The housing market, it really depends on the area.
Let's get back to retail, because we've been hearing about this so-called retail tsunami for a while. Yes, there have been a lot of layoffs, but you say it's far from dead.
Yeah, I just think that it's a lot of people just scared. You know, a lot of investors just pulling money out, and it's sort of like this bubble that's not really there. You know, of course, a lot of the big retailers of yesterday, the Kmart's, the Sears, the things that, you know, are sort of been dinosaurs now since I was a kid. They're starting to fizzle out, but there's some great, you know, Ulta, TJ Maxx, Kirkland's. There's just some great retailers out there that are opening new stores, and they're going to thrive. So I just think it's right now we're just going through a little bit of a hiccup.
So you think it will bounce back?
I do.
With people like yourself, I'm sure it's a much brighter future with you in charge, right?
I like to think so.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Robert McGinnis, thanks for joining us tonight.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, that's Robert McGinnis, again, Regional Asset Manager with Kite Realty Group. Again, one of the many 40 Under 40 Rising Stars Award winners here tonight. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back with more right after this word of interest, so stay right with us.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit FaceliftsPainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live outside the atrium at the home of the Business Council of Westchester here in Rybrook on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Bright sunny skies, cool breeze. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. This is the 14th annual Rising Stars 40 Under 40 event. We're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook. Please tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. That's the place to go. Joining me now, my latest guest, another of the 40 Under 40 Rising Stars winners, is Joanna Fang. She is a Foley artist with Alchemy Post Sound. They're located in Peekskill. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Now, what exactly is a Foley artist? What does that person do?
Well, basically, a Foley artist is basically a sound effects artist. What we do is we create the sounds that characters make inside films and television shows, and we perform it perfectly in sync with what we see on screen. So when you watch a television show or when you watch a film, you hear the actors' voices, you hear the background sound effects of cars passing by or these beautiful trees out here on this beautiful, lovely Thursday. But the other sounds that we expect to hear but aren't there are, for instance, the sounds of people's footsteps, the sounds of their props, of their purses, of the clothing on their back. And so a Foley artist's job is to create those sounds perfectly in sync with the picture. And so I'll put on a pair of heels, and if I see an actor or a character in a movie walking to work, walking to get into her car, we'll get the sound of her heels clacking away on the concrete. We'll get the sound of the car door clicking open, and we'll get the sound of her falling into the car seat and plopping her purse down. That's what a Foley artist does.
That's fascinating. So you're dealing with the art, so when you see a motion picture, you may not see the sound, but you might recognize it, and that's the work that you do.
Absolutely. Most professional films, about, 75% of the sound has to be redone in post-production. And all the sounds that require very human performances or are too difficult to be cut in digitally with, Pro Tools, we have to recreate those sounds and put them to the picture.
Any notable projects you can tell us about, maybe where we can identify your work?
Absolutely. I worked on Manchester by the Sea, which came out last year. I've worked on Making a Murderer and Master of None for Netflix.
So if you happen to get Netflix and you see the work, remember Joanna Fang. This was some of the work that's featured in there.
Absolutely. I'm responsible for a lot of eating sound effects for those shows. So if you hear Aziz Ansari eating bacon or... virtually any type of food, I'm usually the one sitting in front of a microphone eating exactly what the actors are eating on set.
It's fascinating. So not the actors doing themselves, you're actually doing the sound effect.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really fascinating because when we get a big show that has a lot of cooking and a lot of eating, immediately it's a trip to the grocery store.
I mean, having worked on the radio side, I know what natural sound is, but when you see a motion picture and you hear some natural sound, it's done by the work that you do.
Absolutely. There's a lot of stuff that is, we faked the sound to a certain degree. So there are certain sounds that that just straight up don't exist in the real world. For instance, the sound of the sound of a handshake. In the real world, a handshake makes virtually no sound. But anytime you watch a movie, you hear the little and the little and the little. You hear these little detailed, nuanced sounds, and we just constantly have to add those things back in. We take them for granted if they're not there.
Well, so when you see a motion picture, you don't really think of those things, but now it's probably going to change the way I see movies and features now that you told me about that.
Yeah, no, it's crazy because now when I watch films, I'm constantly thinking about the Foley, and I'm constantly able to detect, oh, that's my boss, Leslie Bloom. Oh, that's L.A. Foley artist John Rush. I've developed the ability to hear different Foley artists watching those movies.
Really appreciate the work even more when you see that kind of artist work.
Absolutely. Every single second of a film, every single frame, every single reel, we got plenty of stuff happening.
That's really fascinating. Congratulations and continued success to you and all your work.
Thank you. Have a good one.
To Joanna Fang, again, Foley artist with Alchemy Post Sound. They're located in Peekskill. Again, she's one of the many 40 under 40 Rising Stars winners here with the Business Council of Westchester tonight joining us. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the 14th Annual Rising Stars event here in Rybrook. We're going to step aside for just a moment. We'll be back with more right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live outside the atrium here at the headquarters of the Business Council of Westchester for the 14th annual 40 Under 40 Rising Stars event. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook as well, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, one of the many 40 Under 40 winners, he is Paul Vigiano. He is Director of Marketing and Business Administration with A.G. Williams Painting Company here in Westchester. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
And tell us more about what you do.
Well, we're family-owned and operated painting contractors operating in Westchester County. We service both residential and commercial clients. We're based in Pelham, but we service all of Westchester and Southern Fairfield County. We do service some parts of Manhattan. And we specialize in high-end custom finishes and repaints for homeowners and commercial business owners.
Networking is the key. What kind of tips would you provide to help network for a business like yours?
Well, a friend of mine a long time ago when I first started in the business said it's networking, not net playing. So, you know, when you meet people out at events, that's step one. It's all the follow-up. It's the work that you do after that that makes it count. And some of the relationships that I have now, it took me 2, 3, 4, and 5 years for it to amount to anything. But it's making sure that people know who you are and what you do.
How many years have you been a part of this?
I started in the business when I was 16, so full-time for 10 years, but we like to kid in the office that I've been there since I was a rugrat for about 17, 18 years now.
Painting is something as you've always had a passion for?
Business is something I've always had a passion for. When I was younger, I used to ride with my boss and mentor, George Williams, in the car when he would go meet with clients and just listen and learn to him on the phone with people. And I always wanted to have that interaction with people and work on projects. And that's what I love. That was my passion. I didn't really have a passion for the corporate environment. I just love small business and dealing with people.
You send your background to your business mentors, the CEO of the company, George Williams. He kind of took you under his wing and kind of taught you the whole way of how to do business?
Absolutely. Him and his brother, Art Williams, and their father, George Williams, Mr. Williams Sr., rest in peace, all took me under their wing and really taught me everything. I always say they forgot more about painting and the business than I'll ever know.
How have you seen this company grow as you've been there for a long time?
Well, it's tremendous strides. When I first started, it was a mom-and-pop organization. My mother was the bookkeeper. Eileen was our secretary, and there was George and Artie that did all the estimates, and I came in and introduced the internet and email, and then we hired a sales rep, and the field started to grow, and we had supervisors, and we went from being a smaller operation to, you know, we've tripled in size since I started, so we're a more professional company now.
So you've really seen it expand from a mom and pop to much, much bigger than that over a period of time.
Absolutely.
And where do you see things going from here?
Well, we're looking at expansion through acquisition, maybe expanding geography or looking for other painting contractors who maybe want to link on to a professional organization and probably up the shoreline into Connecticut, northern Westchester as well.
So you're looking to expand your scope beyond the immediate area, yep, further than that?
Absolutely.
Right. Well, congratulations to you, Paul. Continued success and enjoy the evening, okay?
Thank you very much.
Again, we've been speaking again with Paul Vigiano, again, one of the many honorees for the 40 Under 40 Rising Stars event that's going on this evening here. Again, we've been broadcasting outside the atrium at the headquarters of the Business Council of Westchester for this 40 Under 40 Rising Stars event. It's modeled after the national program. Well, that'll do it for this show. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. And again, we've been broadcasting live from the 14th annual 40 Under 40 Rising Stars, hosted again by the Business Council of Westchester. As always, we've been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. We want to salute all of the winners tonight. Congratulations to each and every one of them. You indeed are the rising stars of Westchester. Well, that'll do it today. I want to thank our crew, Maddie the K, Matt Cahan, all the fine engineering work he does, and, of course, my buddy Andrew Castellano, our boss, who gets all of these events set up for us. We couldn't do it without you two. And especially thank you to all the listeners, because you make radio great. Well, that'll do it for tonight. We'll see you again next time. Enjoy the rest of the evening and tomorrow. We'll see you again next time. Take care, everybody.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank
you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.